right over and jumped off and run, left. And I finally got my car started, held the brake with my left foot and got started, and finally got it some up, and I was just getting my heart just beat, I hit, just beating, left about that, making that kind of racket. I was expecting the thing to go back off in that railway. It choked down and probably slipped off back in there with me, you know.
Yeah.
That was scared by my life. I said, no, never go across another fair, I'll let it be a million years old. I wouldn't go across one, no way, shape, or fashion.
What did your friends do? They just
ran. They went way on out walking on down the road, left me. And I rode by them when they got started, you know.
Yeah.
And they hollered, hey. He said, wait a minute, we want to ride. I said, nah, I'm going on. Y'all just have to walk. Of course, I stopped. I let them walk about a quarter mile or anything, like that. Just means. I thought they sure did give me a dirty day. It wasn't costing nothing to go with me. I didn't tell you anything.
At least they could have done
trying
to push the car up.
I stayed with me. Yeah. Kept done something, seen. Hollered, they ought to holler. They scared me so bad, I don't remember whether I hollered the same thing to the man with the fare or not. But all he had on his mind was rushing back and getting a load of car and coming across with him, you know. They ought to wait to be sure that everybody's going off before he takes away, pulls out. And that thing acts like me, it's missing, so I didn't think he'd ever get caught with it. I tell you, he kept way down below where we went off in it. It went down to this bed, because they knew how to turn, you know, you hit the place there and come out. And of course, the next time I went back another trip, I went across that bridge, it cost, I believe it's $1 for myself and the car, and I believe it's 15 speeds for each passenger you had, I believe it's where it was. I made them pay for themselves and come back. I didn't go back across that ferry, but I never did get any job down there. Well, I said, you're going to starve to death. We killed all those fellas, you know, 41, and she said, I spent all the money I could get my hands on, and then like that. I never did know the difference. One made a crop, one baked milk and cow, just like it did.
What would you call a
Cheshire
Cat? A little road that goes off the main road?
Well, it just pulled off a side road.
Okay. Any other names? Like that? Like
for the road?
Back road, country road?
Yeah, he would call it a gravel road or something like that, off the main road. I guess you could call it the gravel road.
Okay, this is something they use in making roads. It's black. I'm not thinking of asphalt. It's black and it's sticky and it has a strong smell.
That would be pitch, I guess.
Okay, any other name for that?
Kind of like a tar. It's that's what sticks the gravel rock together. You're talking about on it.
Yeah.
That thing took you. It just take all the flesh off your bones. You was get somebody on there. It's hardest stuff you ever saw in your life when they pour it. You know.
Yeah.
And it's that pitch. And I guess asphalt. It's kind of an asphalt.
Yeah.
And pitch again, what it's called. And these concrete ones, you know, a lot of them, we got a lot here in the state of pure concrete.
Uh-huh.
And they last a long time, but they don't ride as good as these asphalt roads do.
Yeah.
Concrete's kind of rough. They have to have a little, you know, a little place, this block slacks up so often, you know, to keep them busting all pieces. Back to the van, and you can tell a car